Hold up, I got this. Welcome to Off Script with the Bagging Us Crew. It's your man Belly D. Williams in the building. Man, and wow, it's been pretty interesting so far with the whole Trump thing. You know, I don't really discuss politics too much on this unless I find something funny or very extremely interesting. But Florida, it just had to be Florida, right? You know, this dude decided he wanted to take a trip from, I'm not sure the city, so I ain't gonna say the city, Florida, and decided to go all the way up to New York City. New York, where the former president was starting his trial and they was picking a jury and everything like that. And this man decided, they say he was a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. Maybe somebody else can explain it better than I. But for me, only thing that came to mind is it was a quote by Joker. That's it. All it takes is one bad day to reduce the sanest man alive to lunacy. That's how far the world is where I'm from. One bad day. So with that being said, this man must have had an extremely bad day to say, hey, I'm finna print up some conspiracy flyers, throw them up in the air, put some liquefied gel on myself to set myself on fire. I had to be losing my shit. Truly, I truly had to lose my whole cotton picking mind to want to, I'm gonna kill myself, try to set myself on fire. For what? I don't know. I didn't have some bad days. I didn't have some real rough days. I didn't have some bad experiences and stuff. True, everybody has, but to let me try to get a good grasp of what I'm trying to say before I say it, because the hardest things that people really deal with in life, loss of loved ones, friends, family, members, and things of that nature, right? Okay, we get that. But it seems like it was, from way everything was going, it seems like he was trying to stop the trial, I guess. There's no stopping that. I'm sorry to tell you. You're not going to stop that. It's a bribery trial. He gave out some hush money. Okay? Shut up, huh? Here's a couple $100,000. Shut up. Don't talk about this. It's pretty much just like an illegal NDA. So, I mean, push come to shove. So what? You know, he cheated on his wife. Okay? A lot of people cheat on their significant others, male or female. But it's still completely ridiculous to me that people sit here and want to kill themselves to impress someone else. You know, that's like some things happen where I'm going to kill myself if I can't be with you. I don't know. It was Jesus Christ, if I go back that far, show my age. What's one of the dudes from Beverly Hills 90210? He had this movie joint where he was a serial killer or something. And he told this girl, if I can't have you, no one can. He was gonna kill himself. Then he thought about it, like, wait a minute, no. I'm not gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill you, then I'm gonna kill myself. She was like, no, wait, we can work this out together. And it was a stupid yet funny moment all at the same time, because it was self-preservation in the truest form of everything. That's all it was self-preservation. But this man decided to drive all the way from down yonder, down in Florida, He made a plan to go from Florida, where it's warm 90% of the time, to come all the way up to New York City to set itself on fire. You horrified all these people. Really, how bad was the day was you having? Do you believe this president is Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha? I can't think of no other religion, you know what I'm saying, what people want to do. You having stigmata that you want to put yourself through certain types of fire and pressure that this man is going? He's under fire. Not literal fire, but he's still under fire. So you really want to put yourself literally under fire to stand in solidarity with this man? I stand in solidarity with the man, but I'm not finna set myself on fire. You know, I don't really believe in cheating, but hey, you do you, player. That's beginning, middle, end. That's your day, not mine. That's yours. That's on you, player. But I don't know how much of a bad day you was having to sit there and say, you know what? I'm finna set myself on fire. I don't care. I want the world to understand that this man has done nothing wrong. Nah, you in critical condition, sitting up in the hospital. He probably sitting at the crib eating steak, lobster, something. Chilling, minding his own business. But you sit him there looking like a homemade rotisserie chicken. You know what I'm saying? Extra crispy on the outside. You know, I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it's funny that how stupid and delusional some people really want to take things to the extreme. Like in sports. Okay? In sports. I'm going to go back to the malice at the palace. You know, Ben Wallace, Ron Artest, they was doing their thing. You know, whatever. Hey, it happens. It is what it is. Why do you want to jump in? He had to get liquored up. I don't know. I guess liquor must really does things to people that they truly normally would not do. This man decided to throw a beer at Ron Artest. Artest jumped into the stands, went after my man, which is understandable and respectful. You don't understand it. I probably would have jumped. No, I ain't no problem to it. I would have jumped up and did the same thing. I probably would have beat the brakes off him with no compassion. Yeah, with no compassion. With no compassion. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Why are you putting yourself at grown folks' business? That wasn't your business, man. That's not your place to jump into. But you wanted to do it. Then you got mollywopped. Ron Artest was never the same. He became Memo World Peace. Ben Wallace got a championship and bust up and went to Chicago for the money. Respect. Get your bread, bro. But all of it is just one bad day. And it just truly makes absolute no sense to me. And this stuff is freaking hilarious. It is truly hilarious that people go through certain things and situations in life and you take it to the extreme. People take it to the true extreme that this stuff is just freaking ridiculous. I don't get it. I truly don't. But hey, it is what it is. I know for self that me, I'm a conspiracy theorist sometimes. Like, why is Lincoln on the nickel? No, he's on the penny. It's copper-ish, because it's not solid copper anymore. And everybody else on the other coins and stuff is soft, shiny, and pretty and stuff. But, you know, whatever. You know, I am a conspiracy theorist, but I know for a fact it's like this. Like, was it, 2012, that was it. I would be like Woody Harrelson in the van knowing that this the world is coming to an end, and I'm sitting up here talking and everything like that, trying to tell everybody what's going on, and I quickly willing to embrace the explosion that's going to happen. That's about as far as conspiracy theories I'm going to go, where I'm going to put myself in harm's way, harm's danger. If I can get me an out, trust believe me, I'm taking it out. Holla at y'all on the flip side, I'm gone. But to actually plan a trip, tell my family I'm leaving, or if you got a family or not, you know what I'm saying, you just do a road trip. I know how driving from Florida to Michigan, I know how much that costs. So you plan this out. Drive from Florida to New York, got hotels and all this other stuff like that. Then you decide to put yourself in the oven. I don't know, man. Mental health, you know what I'm saying? This is not sponsored by BetterHelp, but y'all need to really check out and get some serious therapy. Therapy works well for people. You know what I'm saying? I even had to talk to my therapist. It was mostly about finances, but you know, I was in the wrong place. You know, I couldn't afford me a pack of gum. Not because I couldn't afford it. I was just cheap. I don't like to spend money. So it's what it is. I'm sorry. You know, talk about mental therapy. This is my therapy, to be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? I crack jokes at inappropriate time. That's just me. That's who I am. Sorry to tell you, but you know, it is what it is. So with that being said, man, bro, man was having one bad day. So peace, love, harmony, you know, some collard greens, some neck bones, chitlins. That stuff is fucking disgusting. But hey, it is what it is. Whatever you do, try to get through it. You know, if you smoke that green leafy stuff. Not my cup of tea, not my monkey, not my show. Do whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, don't take yourself out trying to make a statement for somebody else. Because at the end of the day, a week go by, you are no longer a thought on their mind. So why even put yourself in a position where you can really do some damage to yourself? It's not worth it. It's just not. Sorry to say it. But, you know, this has been your boy, Belly D. Williams, up in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is Off Script with the Bag of Nuts crew. It makes absolutely no sense if you want to do what you want to do. But hey, if you're going to do it, have fun with it. It's your man. We're going to get back to the eargasms. Trust and believe me. Right now, it's been a transitional period for the former co-host on the show. But we're going to do what we do. And we're going to do it like we do it for TV, baby. Holla at your boy, man. And on that note, I'm out. It's over. I'm done. And I'm gone. Peace. I'm out.